President Trump has spent much of this day in Kenosha, Wisconsin, touting his law and order campaign. The city erupted in protest last week after police shot a black man, Jacob Blake, in the back. Today, Mr. Trump toured burned-out stores, praising police and denouncing Democratic officials. We'll hear more after the news summary. Protests broke out overnight near Los Angeles after sheriff's deputies killed a black man. Officials say he resisted arrest and then dropped a bundle containing a gun, and the deputies opened fire. Dozens of people swarmed to the scene after nightfall in protests that turned tense when officers pushed into crowds to disperse them. Two sheriffs located outside of Portland, Oregon, are refusing the governor's plea to send deputies into the city. There have been months of anti-racism protests, almost nightly violence, and a counter-demonstrator was killed over the weekend. The sheriffs say that the city is doing little to calm things, so they won't risk their deputies. In New York City, Mayor Bill de Blasio today put off public school reopenings for another 11 days until September 21st. It's to give teachers more time to prepare for having students back in class. Meanwhile, schools across Europe began reopening. Students in France practiced extra hand washing. And in Italy, faculty members warmly welcomed pupils.
After 6 months of being apart from our children, who are our passion in life, today I was thrilled to be able to be with them once again. Unfortunately, we haven't yet been able to hug them, but we will. I was longing to see the mothers, and I can't wait to begin living again.
In Hong Kong today, a universal COVID testing program began, but pro-democracy activists warned that authorities might use it to collect citizens' DNA. Meanwhile, a study of 30,000 people in Iceland, the largest yet, found that human antibodies last at least 4 months after COVID infection. That is hopeful news for vaccine efforts. Republicans in the U.S. Senate may roll out a slimmed-down pandemic relief bill next week. It could total $500 billion for the unemployed, businesses, and schools. But Democrats favor a $2 trillion measure, and talks are stalled. At a House hearing today, Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin called for passing what's possible.
We should agree on areas where we can agree and move forward for the benefit of the American people. That's what we're all here for. Again, let's not get caught on a number. Let's agree on things we can move forward on a bipartisan basis now.
We'll look at this in detail later in the program. The Pentagon is projecting that China could double its nuclear warhead arsenal over the next decade. A report to Congress says that the Chinese stockpile may grow to more than 400 warheads. The U.S. has 3,800. The Pentagon estimates that Beijing wants to become the dominant power in the Pacific by 2049. Back in this country, more than 50 black former franchise owners of McDonald's sued the fast food chain today. Their federal lawsuit filed in Chicago says the company steered them to low-profit locations in crime-ridden neighborhoods. McDonald's denies the allegations. And on Wall Street, stocks rallied as construction spending and factory activity increased. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 215 points to close at 28,645. The Nasdaq rose 164 points, and the S&P 500 added 26. Shares of Zoom Video surged 40% today, making it worth more than GM and Ford. The internet business has exploded with the pandemic. Still to come on the NewsHour, protests for racial justice continue nationwide as the president visits Kenosha, Wisconsin. Congress remains deadlocked on a coronavirus economic relief package as jobless claims remain high. We visit the United Kingdom for an up-close look at the benefits and drawbacks of a single-payer healthcare system, plus much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington, and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.